think the thing that we say and probably hear the most often in education is that we just don't have time. So what I wanted to share with you today was three ideas from three different teachers, things that they have stopped doing in their classroom, which have made more time. So the first thing that a teacher has stopped doing is reviewing homework. And I won't get into a debate right now about whether or not we should even be giving homework in the first place. But if you are one of those people who feels that homework is a really good time for students to practice things that they learned during class, there are some ways that you can check for understanding and use that information to drive your instruction without taking time during your class period to go over that homework. So there are some really great digital tools like Edpuzzle. There are online programs that allow students to practice their facts, answer questions, that again, just do surface level check-ins to make sure students are understanding the content that they are receiving at home. The other thing is they are stop giving a warm-up. A lot of times, you know, we feel that going into class, getting started on something right away is the best way to get students engaged. But when the warm-up is disconnected from the work that they're going to be doing anyway, it can actually slow the class period down because then you need to take the time to go over the warm-up. And again, that's just taking some extra time. So if students can come into class and immediately get started on the work that they're going to do for that day, whether they are working on a writing assignment, whether they're designing a project, they're collaborating with groups, they have some reading that they need to get done. If they can come in and get started on an authentic task, that's going to save you time. If the warm-up is something that you do need them to do, if there's some kind of task that you want them to complete, saving it actually for the end and using it as part of your closure, that same task could take less time. And the last thing, taking notes. I personally am a big believer that when I write something down, I have a better chance of remembering it. So I'm not saying that kids don't need to write in class, but if it's just a matter of them copying information that's on the board or words that are coming out of a teacher's mouth, it's actually a better practice just to give the kids the notes that they're going to need, allow them to read it, and then give them opportunities to use their retrieval practices to retrieve that information and use it in a different way, whether it's during an experiment or again during some other authentic tasks that they're working on, so they can retrieve that information from the notes and practice using it, and that's actually going to help sort of instill that information into their brain even better than just writing it down. So stop doing those three things: reviewing homework, doing a warm-up, and taking notes. I'd love to connect with you more at Murphy's Musings 5.